ain't in no gang, but I got shooters and I bang bang. Hey. At the snap of my fingers, I'm Thanos. And I'm still on your.
Yo, everybody, what's going on? My alarm don't went off. Look, y'all heard the little snippet that was going on. That is Spaghetti off of Beyonce new album. But first, welcome to the fourth episode. I think I'm going to stop saying that. I don't think I need to keep saying welcome to the whatever episode we are. But as of right now, this is the fourth episode of Chatterbox with Reggie. So let's just get into a few things. Let's see what's going on this week. The main thing that dropped this week or last week was the Beyonce album, The Cowboy, what's it called? Cowboy Carter. Whoever was supposed to release this week got out the way. They got out the way. I didn't see anything. I seen a few things. I seen a few albums. But as far as like the main hitters that were supposed to come out, they did not drop. MGK and Trippy Red dropped the album, which is called Genre Sad Boy. Now, I did not give this a listen. I'm not a big fan of MGK. I used to like MGK when he rapped. You know, MGK, I'm a huge Eminem fan, but I'm not against MGK like everybody else. Like, I don't have to pick a side. I don't know these people. I don't know these folks at all. But I've never been too big. It was like just one Trippy Red album that I actually like. Other than that, I haven't been too big on them, so I didn't give it a listen. But I think I am. BFB, the Pac-Man, my guy from Detroit, rushed to listen to that. I wanted to get that out the way before I did listen to the Beyonce album. And I mean, it's Pac-Man. If you know Pac-Man, if you know that, that's my favorite thing of the sound. And I think that's what we miss these days when it comes to music. Nobody has their own sound. You get what I'm saying? But Detroit has their sound right now, and I love it. I love that offbeat, but it's on beat. It ain't the one, it's on the two. You know what I'm saying? I like their flow that they do. Pac-Man is great at it. It's Pac-Man. I like the album. But then before we get to Beyonce, you had Lil Skies drop the album. You got Certified Trapper, Hit-Boy, and Blueface Buck. Or Blueface. Every time I see that, I say Blueface. Blue Bucks Clan. Buddy dropped the album, and then Luka. As far as singles, you got Moneybag with Rob 4ix9ine. I tell you one thing, I am liking Rob 4ix9ine. Let me see while I look up, like, that song that he got with Wayne is like a smash. Like, it's hard to have a hit these days unless it's like social media or something. But like this right here, let me see if I can get this to turn up. This.
She said she wanted the water, nigga. I said, what's that, baby? You wanna be my baby, huh? Yeah. Turn me up, baby. What's that, baby? You fine, baby. You mine, baby.
That's that What's Happening, Baby with Lil Wayne. I love that song. You know what I'm saying? So as far as Rob 4ix9ine, even though it's not a Rob 4ix9ine song, it's actually a Moneybagg Yo song, but I like it. There was rumors that Nicki Minaj was supposed to drop a single. I didn't see anything. I don't know. It's Beyonce's week, so everybody got out the way. I don't know if that's what held up We Don't Trust You Part 2, but they got out the way. Let's just say it did, and they got up out the way. But when Beyonce dropped, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the album, I do listen to country music. I'm not the biggest country fan. Like, I know the hitters. You know what I'm saying? I know Sugarland. I know Tim McGraw. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know the hitters. You know what I'm saying? And if some songs come on that I like, I'm going to listen to them. You know what I'm saying? This is cool. You know what I'm saying? I know the Beehive, they loving it. I'm actually seeing mixed reviews. But as far as the folks that I know that's part of that Beehive, they loving it. I do like that she do incorporate some country artists on here. She got a couple of the young black artists on here. Outside of Tanner Adele, I didn't know a lot of other country stars right now outside of Tanner Adele. I do wish she would have sprinkled them a little bit more throughout the album. But you hear Willie Nelson, you get the Dolly Parton talking in there. She redo the Jolene. I've seen people talk about the Jolene. I'm not the biggest fan of how she flipped Jolene. I know, you know what I'm saying? But I think she was looking for that Whitney moment. When Whitney redid I Will Always Love You, you forgot that it was Dolly Parton song. If you even knew it was a Dolly Parton song, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. But that I Will Always Love You was different. You know what I'm saying? I think she was looking for that. I didn't really care for it. I see a lot of people saying they liked it, but it wasn't for me. There was a few songs on this album that was cool. It was all right. But the one song that stand out above anything, it ain't a country song. It ain't a rap song. It's Beyonce. It's whatever you want it to be. It's Beyonce. It's produced by Timberland. I mean, not Timberland. It was produced by Swiss Beatz. Whoever wrote that verse or them raps for Beyonce, congratulations to you. Now, hey, she could have wrote them herself. She is married to Hov, one of the best rappers in the game to a lot of people. So Hov could have wrote them. You know what I'm saying? Whoever wrote them, hey, salute to you, because that beat that Swiss Beatz do on there is in fucking sane. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at that beat. I'm not mad at the album. I do believe I'm gonna give it another listen though. It wasn't for me. The track with Miley Cyrus, that was cool. You know what I mean? Now my wife, on the other hand, I need to get my wife on here with me and let her tell you about it. She liked it a little bit. You know, she liked a few songs, but after listening to this, she just went back to Renaissance. My wife just went back to her Renaissance era. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and they say this was the second installment of the trilogy. And there's word that it's supposed to be a rock album. I don't know how I feel about that, depending on how she do it, because there's different subgenres of rock. You know what I'm saying? If you go to Tina Turner rap, you know what I'm saying? That was rock. You know what I'm saying? And if she go that route, she's going to blow it out the water. As far as performance, I think she's going to be great. Vocal, she's going to be great. But we'll see how it go. But after hearing that Spaghetti song, I would not be mad. I would not be mad at a short little rap album. Don't even give me a full rap album. Give me like an EP. You know what I mean? Everybody dropping EPs. Give me an EP. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce, if you hear this, give me, give your fans an EP. All right? As far as what else going on in music, the main thing, and I know a lot of y'all probably done heard about this, but it's the Diddy raid. P. Diddy in some hot water. And after the Cassie situation, of course, we kind of figured more was coming. But we didn't know how quick. We didn't know how big. But three of his houses, I think they said it's one in Miami, one in New York, one in L.A., got raided. Kids was there. They putting people in handcuffs. I don't think anybody was arrested, but they was in there, man. They tore that man place up. And I seen footage afterwards. Allegedly it was his home. I don't know for sure about the videos, but they tore everything up, upside down. They said they took computers, they took hard drives, cameras. I mean, they said the man had cameras in all his rooms. You know what I'm saying? So if you got hidden cameras everywhere. But I also heard online that I want to say Candace Owens, but I don't know why I would be listening to Candace Owens, so I don't know it was her. But I heard that they saying that this wasn't even to find anything. This was to cover up some of the people that he has partied with. You know, Diddy's a billionaire. If not a billionaire, he was damn near close. You get what I'm saying? So the folks that he partied with, we seen how them parties look. The folks that he partied with, them some higher ups. So they might want to come in and get their name. It's like the Epstein list. And I redact my name from that. I was never there. I don't know that man. You know what I'm saying? So it could be something to cover up. But, like, the charges that are not even the charges, because he really ain't been charged, but it's an investigation for sex trafficking. And then they arrested some white guy that was the drug slinger. You know what I'm saying? His man moving weight, supposedly. It could have been just a blunt, you know what I'm saying? But you involved, everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that ever shook hands with that man. All y'all folks who party with Diddy, they coming. They gonna come and talk. You know what I'm saying? The people that have been beefing with Diddy, you know, y'all been out the way. So y'all not in this situation. I don't know what other situations y'all might be in, but y'all not in this situation right now. But so, man, it is sad to see. Sad on both sides. It's terrible because of if this is some things that's been true, including the people that he worked with, including his girlfriend, what's that, Young Miami or whatever, doing the drugs to people and drugging people and moving people around without them. That's some fucked up shit. So it's sad on that side. But then it's on the other side, man, this is Diddy. This is Diddy. This is P. Diddy. This is Puff Daddy. He brought us Mace, 112, Faith Evans, Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? He brought us Mace. Now, of course, if some of this shit that they saying that he did, send him on up the creek. Send him on up the creek. But, man, to see a downfall like this, to see a man that was, like I said, if not a billionaire, very close to a billion. I'm pretty sure he was a billionaire. Or is or was. I mean, he's selling off some of his companies right now. And names have not been released on who bought these companies or anything like that. But it's sad to see, man. The man who ran the 90s gave us all kind of hits. Like, it's gonna be crazy to see what happens with this music catalog. Like, everybody counsels R. Kelly, you know, the man that we shall not talk about, they say. But do you counsel P. Diddy? And if you do counsel P. Diddy, how much of his catalog do you counsel? Do you counsel just what has his voice on it? What has his hands on it? What has his stamp on it? Y'all got to remember, P. Diddy ran the 90s and a little bit of the early 2000s. This is a man who has, excuse me, gave us hits. I'm talking about, man, the locks. You can't forget about the locks. You had Jay-Z wanting to do what Diddy was doing, the shiny suit man. They was calling him shiny suit man. But this was a mogul that black men, black people was looking up to for a long time. You know what I mean? So it is crazy to see, but if it happened, it happened. You know what I'm saying? And his they said he sold Revolt, sold his liquor company. I don't know how this works. I'm not a businessman, but can I sell it to a family member for $1? I let them hold it on. You know, I let them keep it in the family. I sell it to my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that can keep it going. I don't know how that worked, but it'll be crazy to see that he sold off Revolt to somebody and then do it stay afloat. Because at this moment, do you want to use that name? Do Breakfast Club stay part of Revolt? Do all these people that work with Diddy, like, what happened? Some of y'all is in business with this man. So what happens to that business aspect of it all? You know what I'm saying? We will be watching. I will be trying to see. And I'm not trying to be the... When I get on this podcast, Chatterbox, I want to talk about music. I want to talk about the actual music side of everything. I'm not trying to be a news podcast. But some things that come upon... This is big. this is the industry that we are part of. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be good to see what happens, or not good. It'd be interesting to see what happens after all of this happens. You know what I mean? So, hey, blessings to everybody. If, like I said, if he did this bullshit, send him on up the creek, and if he's innocent, let this man free. But I doubt he's innocent. I doubt it. There's been talks and rumors about this shit for a long time, so I doubt it. But anyway, man. But there, that's what's been happening in music this week, or the past 2 weeks, really. And let me ask y'all. This has nothing to do with what's been going on right now, but do y'all all remember Lex Luger, producer that we all heard first on Hard in the Paint? Or I won't say we heard him first on Hard in the Paint, but that's where that name, it's the Lex Luger, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's where that tag is noticeable from. Round of applause and stuff like that. What Waka Flocka. But I just was watching a mini documentary on YouTube about Lex Luger. And it's just one of them things where when you wonder, you know, I'm just thinking about people's, and I don't want to call this man's downfall, but you think about people's downfall just thinking about Diddy. Not everybody's downfall is based off of, I guess, tragic or hard situations like the P. Diddy stuff. But I always wonder what happened to Lex Luger. He kind of just disappeared. You know what I'm saying? But I was just watching that man's story, and he was talking about how much he was making beats, that this man, like, to stay up and make beats, he was taking all these drugs, Adderall and all this stuff to keep himself awake, keep himself going, and he was just making beats. Said he went to rehab, and they set him down at the chair to talk to him in rehab. And he just started making beats, like moving his hands like he was making a beat, but there was no machines in front of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music industry, and I wanted to be part of it. I used to, and I still do in some way want to be part of it. I don't know what I would do now. I'm almost 40. I'm not going to rap, but I wouldn't mind to be part of it some way. But seeing the music industry through the lens of somebody that's on the outside, and I'm just looking in, wishing I was there. It seems crazy. And this man is trying to make beats, trying to feed his family, he's trying to get out of whatever hole he in, and the only thing he do is popping pills and smoking and drinking, trying to stay up for days at a time just to make beats. And then so much that you get to a point that when you go to rehab, they sit you down to talk to you, and you just start making beat. There's no machine in front of you. There's no beat machine. There's no computer. There's no mouse. There's nothing in front of you. But your first instinct is to start making a beat. Man, I think that shit, that's some crazy stuff to even think about. Now, the blessings is that he's better and in a better situation, and I think he's working with a few people to make some beats. I think that I seen that he was working with, and this might even be an old video, but he was working with Juicy J on some music. So I just thought about that when we thinking about downfalls. You know what I'm saying? Like, the downfall of Diddy is gonna be crazy to watch. The downfall of Cosby was crazy to watch. So seeing in our culture, and of course this happens to everybody. The Harvey Weinstein was, it happened, but I didn't really know Harvey Weinstein. Like, his name wasn't in my Rolodex. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how big, I mean, I understand it when you read back, but I didn't know how big that was at first. You know what I'm saying? But there's a picture going around, or a few pictures going around, where they say where it got Oprah holding hands with all these people: Donald Trump, Diddy, Epstein, all them folks. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. Is she part? But that's a whole nother story. But yeah, man, I just wanted to jump on here and talk about what's been going on, what releases we had. The only release that mattered was Beyonce. Everybody else moved out the way. They said that song Like That becomes the second biggest Spotify rap song debut ever. Is it because of his future, or is it because it's just the push of Kendrick's verse? Either way, it's there. Either way, it's there on the spot. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you one thing. This is a message for anybody who's wanting to go back and forth with who will win in this rap battle. I promise you, you do not have to pick a side in a sense of not being able to listen to any of the other rappers involved in this. I'm a barber. Some of y'all know that, but I'm debating with somebody over if Kendrick is better or if Drake is better. But then this man says he's not going to listen to Kendrick anymore. I feel like Kendrick is a better rapper. But I tell you one thing, when Drake drop, I'm waiting on it. When J. Cole drop, I'm waiting on it. I don't know these people. Some of y'all don't know these people. Y'all don't have to go so hard in the paint for these people that y'all don't know. I promise you, it's going to be okay. I promise you, it's going to be okay. Just sit back, breathe, pick your person that you want to win, and just let it go. Like, if you just never listen to Kendrick, don't listen to Kendrick. But you don't have to be like, oh, I used to like Kendrick, but since he beefing with Drake, I can't listen to him no more. That sounds crazy to me because, again, y'all don't know these people. They don't know you. I'm pretty sure they thankful that you listen to their music because you keeping them, you know, going. But yeah, I promise it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I'm listening to everybody. J. Cole, Future, Rick Ross, 21, Metro. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I do think, all in all, Kendrick will be the number one crown wearer at the end of all this. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't care. I'm not. Then he lost. If he lose, he lose. If he dies, he dies. That's just how it go. You know what I mean? But all in all, man, that is what's going on in the music industry. Make sure y'all check out the podcast on YouTube and all platforms, Chatterbox with Reggie. And if y'all want to hear another aspect of what's going on, listen to my other podcast with my homeboy Doty. It is Late to the Party with Doty and Reggie, also available on all platforms. And, yeah, we're going to try to get this going. And y'all know what I do. I like to kidnap y'all for a few minutes of your time, for about 15, 25 minutes of your time a week. Come and ride with me. I'm going to take you back home. But for a second, you got to go. You got to come with me. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week. Let's go.